Let's do
All right,
it.
Let's go.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 71. We're going to be talking about NNN as it is coming up soon. You know, a lot of people think this is, you know, one of those topics that is really just not that serious. It's more of a joke. It's something like the weird Reddit people talk about. Like, what are you guys' thoughts on this?
Drew, you go. Continue. Oh, okay, fine. No, I don't know. I just like, it's just a funny time of year. Like when
it comes up, what do you mean it's a funny time of
year? It's funny because like a bunch of people start making memes about it. Like you start seeing memes like floating around on like the internet and like
the motivational speeches
and Instagram and stuff. No. And then like, it's weird because there's two sides. There's like the meme side of it. And then there's like the people who are like very serious about it. And it's just like interesting to me to see that dichotomy. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's a good opportunity for people each year, though. I do. I think it's a good opportunity.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Because like the people who take it seriously, they're probably doing it for like their mental health to see, try to beat that addiction. Because like I know there are people who are actually addicted to this shit.
What do you think defines addiction? Do you think it's like when you try to quit but you can't?
I got you. It's like when someone like beats their meat like 3 to 5 times a day. Like if let's say you're outside, right? And the only thing you think about is beating your meat. Like you could do it in the most uncomfortable situation. Outside in public, like that's an addiction right there. If you do it like maybe
I think
like
it's like
once a day,
I think when you can't go through your whole day without like thinking about doing it, like wanting to do it so bad.
Well, I think like, there's different levels of addiction
as like
though.
Therapy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there are different levels, yeah, for sure.
Did you say beating your dick is therapy?
Yeah, some people do it like that, bro. I'm not playing with you.
What do you mean therapy?
I don't know.
I guess it's just a way to kickstart their day.
I don't know if that's like the right terminology.
I don't think you're saying that.
Know, but at any rate, Eric, I think you know you have some.
No, but like, yeah, I don't know. So, what do you like? If someone does it once a week, do you think they have a problem?
No.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what have you seen that, like, when you abstain from this, like, do you see anything like change about yourself in a way?
I think you're best suited to answer that question. Actually,
yeah.
I know,
God, bro.
Mr. 90 Day. I have not done 90 days. Let's go.
Well,
I know you started this sort of journey, so I feel like you should elaborate on it.
No, I feel that I think it's like a really good thing because it really tests your willpower. I think it tests your mental discipline because the more days you abstain from it, like the more discipline I feel like you have because you're resisting all those like negative temptations that like you come across. And honestly, there's so many benefits here because that's why the whole terminology of post-nut clarity exists, because you feel ashamed of yourself for doing such a thing. And when you abstain from it for so long, you really start to see the world in a different way. Like it's not even placebo. It's like you see the world as brighter in a sense. Like it's easier to talk to people. Like you're more confident all the time. And then you start to implement like other daily habits into your day. And why is Drew walking out of the fucking room?
Bro, Drew, what are you doing?
Why would you say that?
What are you doing, bro?
Wait, so why don't you talk about like more specific benefits that you've like experienced, basically?
I think I have like a list here. It's very...
All right, yeah. Let's
man, a list on his phone, bro.
No, I don't have a fucking list on my phone. I got a search up of a list, bro. Calm down.
Well, it's a personal experience. Why do you need to search up a list?
Personal experience.
What?
Yeah.
Because I don't
what have
remember
you seen?
All of them.
Not what the internet says.
Nah, he's going to recognize
honestly, no, you get like increased energy and you definitely get increased energy. And then I think your test levels rise because I know that when I was like not doing this, then it would be so hard for me to pull all nighters. But like now, like I can do it like easily.
Well, why are you flexing pulling all nighters? I think that's good.
No, I'm just saying you can stay awake for longer, bro.
That is not good for your health.
Jesus, dude. And honestly,
but that's decreasing your test levels, bro.
What?
I get no sleep.
No, honestly, it's weird because it's like when you really just like can't stop thinking about it because it's like one of those days, right? When you're like so far in and then like you have so much energy from that. If you put that energy into something like working out, right? Like I remember I did that like on a push day or something. My bench went up by like 20 pounds. It was like my own
pre-workout. From one day.
What? Just like on a day where you have like a lot of urges and then like you can't get your mind off it because that's what tends to happen.
20 pounds?
Yeah, I increased my bench by 20 pounds that day because of the energy that it gives you. So it's very.
So what'd you bench that day?
I was literally benching like 215. That's the day I hit 215.
Are you serious? So like normally you'd be hitting like what? Like
I'm right now
195?
I'm at like 195, right? But like I haven't really, felt that you know, like that intense amount of urge and like been able to parlay that into working out and using that energy there. So like I haven't been able like I haven't been able to hit 215 since, but like that day I just had like that surge of energy, that surge of motivation. It was really crazy. And I think that's like one of the biggest benefits there are.
Interesting.
It's
Two
like
fifty.
apparently it's you ever watch that movie Limitless? I know I talked about this with you, Devin, right?
I've heard of it. I don't think I've watched it though.
Never heard of it, never watched
Yeah,
it.
so Limitless is a movie like with starring Bradley Cooper. So he takes this nootropic
Oh, is
dragon
that
called
the one with the
MCT.
pill? Yeah.
So
That's
he takes this pill, right?
the
So it gives him full access to his brain. And then throughout the movie, you can see he gets better talking to girls, he gets more confident, his skin looks clearer, his eyes look clearer, and it just looks like he's a brighter person because on NoFap, because when you're not on NoFap, it's like the world is darker in a sense. But when you've abstained from it for like such a long time and you're keeping your seed, like you get to a point where you see the world as so much lighter in a sense. And then you just feel like a different person. Like you, this is a lot of people like make a joke of this, but like it's actually like I think it's a serious thing.
So would you say jacking off leads to depression?
I think it does because that's why post-nut clarity exists. You feel sad after you do something like that. So if you're sad after you do something like that and you do that repetitively, you're going to become depressed because you realize your life is shit. And then what I've seen is that when I do something like that, it's usually when I'm like really lazy or when I feel like my life is shit, And then I think it's like a wake-up call. So when you start doing this, you start implementing other habits into your life. Like 2 weeks in, you get a surge of motivation. You probably start working out. You start hitting a gym. You start to defeat your laziness. You start to like not procrastinate. You start to just continue working, working, working. And then your confidence builds up over time because you realize your value as a man is increasing exponentially because you're abstaining from it. And 99% of guys can't do that. So you're automatically putting yourself into a place where like you are nearly in the top 1% just by retaining your seat and implementing all these habits. And it's just like a Kickstarter. It's one of the biggest factors of self-improvement. That's why all these channels, all these TikTok content pages, like for self-improvement, that's why they all talk about this so much.
But like what I saw in the study was that your test levels only increase on the 7th day and then it goes back to normal after that. So
No, that's
like,
not true. A lot of doctors also say that it's good for you to do this. It's good for you to jack off.
yeah.
But
Isn't
it's
like
not. It's literally
helps
not.
defeat prostate cancer
Like
or
you
something
ever
like that?
yeah, fucking that's not true. The prostate cancer thing, that's not true, bro. That's bullshit.
Damn. Shooting out the
That is
bad
so
nut.
bullshit, dude. And then that's why a lot of people actually like they lose their streak because they are so they see a study like that and they're like, oh yeah, this is not that bad, Like I this is not a bad thing. Like, how can you
Yeah,
be
because if you
addicted to
think
this
about it,
kind of
social media
stuff?
shows a lot of contradicting stuff about jacking off. You know what I mean?
Exactly, bro. Like for you, do you abstain? Like, do you practice that or what?
Yeah, I mean, I'd go off for like a couple of weeks. Then, let's say my
You
life
see,
goes down.
don't you see though, like you have higher energy levels because of it in a way? Like you
Yeah,
just
I guess, because like you know me in the morning, bro. Like I look like I want to shoot myself in the head. So
Yeah, for
yeah,
me,
I do see
like
like sometimes I do get more energy.
I think it's kind of specific person to person, but for me, like when I'm not on it, right? Like I get very introverted, like I can barely talk to people, but and then I start to get back to my normal self like 4 or 5 days in. But like if I've been going at it for a long time, like it's very easy for me to talk to people. Like words just like flow into my brain because like I don't know, I feel that you're ashamed after you do something like that, and then it takes a couple like days or so to get your mind back on track. Like I got a friend who's been doing this for like 2, 3 years now.
Damn. Yo, Devin, how about you, bro? How do you feel about abstaining? Have you been doing it, practicing it?
I think that it's something that's good and that like people should do because like honestly though,
I
I
said, have
think
you
like
been doing it, bro?
oh well I mean this is the first part of my it's first part of your question. So basically I think like when you have like obviously like it gives you pleasure, right? So like if you're like doing something that gives you pleasure so much, right? Like the value of it starts to decrease over time. And so honestly, I think that abstaining from it would be good. And I think that the benefits that come with it are definitely worth doing it. And yeah, like from when I was saying, like when other people abstain, like they're telling me, and like what I'm telling them to, I just think like it definitely does give you increased focus and stuff. Like I think at first, like it's hard because you're like just thinking all the time. But after that, like, I feel like you're like Eric said, like your energy is higher, your focus is better because like it's off your mind, right? You feel like it frees up so much time, I think.
I think that one of the biggest things I've seen is that, like, you don't really see girls as just, like, you know, you don't see a beautiful girl and you're like, oh yeah, I want to fuck her, right? Like, you don't see girls as that way anymore. Like, you see girls as, like, actual people more, and that's like,
I don't think I've ever thought about it in that way.
No, like, I'm just saying, like, this is not even me, but, like, from a lot of the guys I've talked to about this, like, that's what they say. Like, I never saw it as that way either. But the thing is, like, even if you see it a little bit in that sense, like, it just automatically goes away. And you see girls as, like, you know,
so it just, like, changes very, the way they think.
Like, yeah, perspective. You see them as
very, you could say that pollutes their way of thinking, basically.
Yeah, I would say porn very, it makes it seem that, porn makes it seem as if that, like, girls are some it's like something that is unattainable. Right. And then, but when you do this, like, you start to see that, you know, it was all you. It was all your brain was, like, not rewired. And, you know, you just have a very different way of thinking after. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So,
Drew, you want to go into your experiences over your weeks?
I don't know, man. It's like the most I feel is like the urges that when it does come, like, after I work out, you know what I mean? Like, it's, like, really hard after that.
That's
like,
because your test levels are higher. Yeah,
you know, like, also, like, taking, like, ashwagandha, I mean, makes me more calm and, like, less nervous. I'll be real with you, bro. It doesn't, like, fuck you up in the night, bro. It makes you, like, horny shit after, like, working out and taking ashwagandha. But
what's ashwagandha?
It's, like, this pill. It's like powder thing. It helps, like, increase test and, like, all this other stuff, like, muscle mass and all that crap. It helps, like, relieve stress. So it's good for you, but... It also says quote unquote kills emotions, but we don't believe in that bullshit.
Yeah, no, I heard it, like, reduces your stress to automatically zero. So, like, I know that was why I was doing this shit, like, once a week sophomore year. Yeah.
Because,
like,
no, it actually helps me sleep. So
yeah, so it's a good thing. Like,
mm-hmm. you can always replace it, because you know you haven't heard, like, some people jack off to, like, help them sleep. Have you heard that?
Actually, yeah, that's probably true.
I actually have heard that.
It makes you more tired.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, if you do, you can always replace it with something. There's, like, ashwagandha. Have you heard about Tonga Ali?
Who?
Why don't you just take melatonin?
Bro, melatonin, like, fucks up your, like, whole system.
How? Melatonin's good. Melatonin's good.
No, because, like, that decreases your test and, like, fucks up your circadian rhythm. So it messes up with your cycle and shit. Because once you, like,
how does melatonin it,
I mean, if you take every once in a while, it's fine, bro. But if you take it on the daily basis.
I don't know. I think it's... Yeah, no, I don't think so, man. That's
Eric's out here trying to, like, defeat his alcohol. No, we're not. Caffeine usage, bro. ODs on caffeine, so he needs melatonin.
Yeah, not for real. No, I think one of the biggest benefits here is that it's really crazy. Like, you don't even see it until, like, you've gone, like, probably, like, 30 plus days on it. But what you see is that, you know, it's kind of like girls can smell the retention on you because of, like, the energy you have. It sounds fucking terrible. I know, right? But the thing is that it's like you have this different energy about you because, like, the way you look, like, as I said, you see the world brighter in a sense. And because of that, you look brighter. Like, it's very, like, weird, like, terminology, like, how I'm describing this, but because of, like, the way you feel after it, like, people, like, you feel better about yourself, right? Because you've been doing it for so long, so it's like other people can, like, sense that about you. They sense something's different about you, and it's very it's a very interesting feeling.
Devin, have you noticed that? Has anyone, like, noticed the difference?
Well, have you gone, like, 30 plus days?
Well, actually, okay, I think with Eric, cause I know, like, you know, Eric has been doing this for, like, the past month or so, and I do think that, like, when I see Eric in, like, the hallways and, like, just, like, in school and stuff, he does seem, like, happier, like, he has more energy and stuff. Like, I'm, like, being honest, like, that's what I see. I really do.
No, I honestly believe, I don't know how he's, like, so active in the morning during first block, bro. Like, in our HBO class. Like, literally
bouncing off the wall.
Is the only way.
Yeah. Dude, I swear it's either that or the 1,000 milligrams of caffeine you're consuming.
Yeah, I think, like, a combination of both of them, right?
What'd you say?
I think it's both, but he's literally, like, bouncing off the walls.
No, he is bouncing off the walls. This dude has too much energy in the morning, bro. I'm just trying to go to sleep.
Literally.
Yeah, but I really think that sometimes, like, when you have brain fog or you really can't pay attention, all that is really eliminated on NoFab. Like, you have so much clarity within yourself, and then, like it's like you become more masculine in a sense because you know your worth. Like these urges are not going to come like when you're in your 40s, when you're in your 50s, because your test levels are going to be like dramatically down, right? So if you're able to defeat this now, like you could live such a more fulfilled life because you're going to be so happy all the time because like you know your worth as a man, you know your value as a man, and you know what you can do. Because if you can beat this, then you can beat anything.
Wise words from Eric. Yes, I agree. Yeah,
exactly. 99% of guys suffer from this. Did you know that? I found that statistic the other day.
What was it?
99% of guys watch porn.
I think it's about self-control.
Exactly.
It really teaches you self-control.
You can't control yourself, if you can't control your mind to not touch yourself, like what the fuck are you going to do in life? You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Drew, what do you think?
In the long run, that sounds whack. Yeah. Like, imagine having a wife, but then like you want to be your meat.
Dude, no, like you know Terry Crews, that actor? He was on
I heard about this, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So he had like a huge addiction to porn, right? And it was really weird because while this guy was filming movies, he was making millions of dollars. It just seemed as if he had made the American dream in a sense. He was actually jacking off like 5-6 times a day. And then he would literally like go and just go away from his wife for like weekends at a time and just like go and jack off. But you would never even notice it, right? Because of, you know, the life he was living. So it's even in like the most successful people out there, like they suffer with this shit. And he literally said in one of his interviews that it was like a piece of himself died. And even Larry Wheels, he was addicted to it too. And he would... It was crazy because he would actually go and like pay these girls, like, you know, like these online models.
No, that's whack.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And then they talked about like after they quit it, right? It just improved their relationship with their wife, their kids, right? Like if you still have this addiction, like from your teens and going on to like when you have a wife and kids, it's going to negatively impact the way you are with them. And then they're going to see a weak man because you can't fucking beat your addiction. No kid wants a weak father. No wife wants a weak husband. And you know, no one just wants a weak man in general. So this is like the first step you take to, I guess, becoming more masculine in a sense. And a lot of people say, you know, this is a healthy thing, right? Because that's how the modern world tries to reduce you in a way to make sure that, you know, you stay accustomed to what their version of being a man is. Because that version right now is very, it's very cluttered. Like it's very, a lot of people, like when you ask them, like, what do you think, what is a man to you? Like, what do you think that is? A lot of people can't really answer that question the same way. So I ask you guys, like, what do you think a man is? What do you think a man should do in his life?
Drew, you want to go first?
No, I'm thinking right now, bro. Because, like, it's actually really messed up, you know?
Exactly. Because,
like, some people say they want a strong man, someone who's, like, like you could be dependent on. You know, they have a stable source of income. They're, like, 6 feet tall, masculine, ripped. You know, the house sensible fashion taste.
I think it's just like someone who's able to like control themselves and like be responsible and like show strength in whatever situations. I think that's it.
Someone's able to think about it
on the emotional aspect.
You know? If you think about it, this is one of the most interesting things I've realized is that a lot of girls, right? When they look for something in a guy, when they're attracted to the guy, you know who they look for? They look for someone who has more money than them, who is better, who is good looking, is a provider, and has all these amazing positive attributes about the guy, right? So they're not really looking for an equal. They're looking for a superior. They're looking for someone who is stronger than them and who will lead them, if you think about it. Because do you really see a lot of women marrying guys that have less money than them? No. That's why the whole divorce thing is such a problem. That's why all these girls get rich off of divorces. If you think about it, because no girls are going to marry a guy that makes less money than them because, you know, the man always has to be the provider. That's just how society works. So if you don't get to that level as a man, then you're not going to be a high value person. If you're not a high value person, then, you know, you're going to lead a very average and depressing life.
No, it makes sense. That's the thing. Yeah. That's like, it's all part of the process of like making yourself a high value person. That's what it's all about, really.
I mean, it wouldn't be bad. It doesn't sound bad having a sugar mama, you know what I mean? Like, damn, I want to be
supportive. This kid, bro.
Yeah, but how many of those do they actually exist? Like, have you – dude, like, the world's fucked up, man. I'm telling you.
Damn, Eric, wouldn't you want someone to pamper you with, like, goods and shit?
Nah. Honestly, dude, this is gonna sound very controversial, but I would much rather be a guy than be a girl.
How's that controversial?
It is controversial because, like, I don't know. I think it is. I don't know. What do you think? Would you rather be a guy or would you rather be a girl?
I just like the way I am right now.
Yeah, for real. Like, you don't know how it is to be a girl.
I have a good base to improve on.
Honestly, like, I don't. I think as a man, when you're born, you're at like a clean slate. Like, you don't. You can become whoever you want in life, right?
But doesn't it
a lot of girls, what value is attracted to is their looks, right? So if you're a good-looking girl, there's so much value placed over you already. But if you're a good-looking guy, that's not always the case because you have to have the money, the status, the looks. Like, you have to have the whole package, right? So as a guy, you can go and build yourself up and then become someone of influence. Like, that's why you see everyone on social media, right? If you're a guy and you have a lot of followers, you have made something of yourself. You have maybe started a business. You have made millions of dollars. You are someone of importance, someone of influence, someone of power. But if you're a girl and you have a lot of followers, chances are you're probably just really good looking. You know, it's a very different world.
But, like, you also see, like, girls who say they're academically smart and they use, like, their marketing sense to, like, it's not like just all one and go, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, yes, because a girl is smart, do you think they're perceived as high value in society?
I mean, I feel like
if a girl's ugly, but she's smart, is she perceived as high value? Would a lot of guys go after her? No, that's not the case. You know what I mean? Like, it's very, I think as a girl, if you have the looks and the smarts, then you basically have the full package. But the thing is that, if you only have the looks, that's enough to get you on a billionaire's yacht. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a guy and you're a good-looking guy, like, you're not going to get on the yacht.
Well, like, what are you talking about? Like, fresh and fit? Where they get, like, all of the girls on?
No, I'm just talking about in general, dude. Just, like, look at how society works, man. That's my view of it. Dude, so I think that NoFab is literally the first step in becoming a high-value man because there's so many positive habits that you basically put yourself around and you surround yourself with, and, you know, it really becomes a part of who you are.
I agree.
I fully understand. Well, what else are there to talk about NoFab?
I think that was good.
Devin, what have you seen? Because you said you've participated in NNN for like the past 3-4 years.
Until your birthday. Until your birthday, man.
Dude, that's fucking weird. Why do you make that an occasion?
No, bro, that's a joke, bro. I don't make it that
funny. Are you sure about that? That
isn't like a joke to me. That's not. That won't be a
joke. No, bro, that's a weird way to celebrate. I don't do that.
Bro has a ceremony.
wait, Devin, when's your birthday?
November 29th.
November 29th.
You turned 18, right?
Yeah.
Big white boy. All right, well, anyways, explain, bro.
Yeah. So, Devin, what do you see, like, when you've been doing this for the past 3-4 years, for 29 days every single year?
What, no, November?
Yeah.
Well, no, okay, that was 29 days, that's a joke. That's not actually, like, you know.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I am sure. It's like, No, because, like, it only happens once a year, like, in terms of, like, this phase, I guess, you could say, like, when everybody's, like, you know, trying to do all this. But I think, like, increased focus, increased mental clarity and stuff like that. It's really like the same thing that Eric described, you know. It's not a different phenomenon. It's just like the same benefits, but
So if you participate in NNN, have you heard about DDD, like Dick Destroyed December?
Oh my god.
Destroyed Dick December?
Yeah. So like one of my friends told me, like, so for every day you have NNN, you hold it, right? So every day of December. So let's say the first day of December is one time, second day is two times a day, third day of December is three times a day. It keeps on going up.
Bro, that's just like terrible.
Dude, that's just like kill you. It's like you just go up till you can't. So like on the last day of December, it's basically like 31 days, bro. Like 31 times a day. I don't even think that's possible.
Dude, nah, it's just man, dude. But like, I don't know. That's literally why do you think they created a month around this? Like, this is actually kind of ironic. Like, why would they create a month around this, like, if it wasn't such a big deal? You know what I mean?
I think it was maybe for the memes at first, bro. I think it was like a serious issue.
Yeah, bro. But like, dude, it's like some of that shit, dude, you like if you were to go on the Reddit, like NoFap forum, bro, that shit, that is some of the most like disturbing shit, dude.
I don't even have Reddit and I'm glad to not have it.
Yeah, nah, like I had a friend who showed me it, like, bro, like the posts were, they were so it was like some of these people were saying that they had been addicted and they were doing it like 5 to 10 times a day for the last 30 fucking years. You know,
how it doesn't even sound good for you.
That sounds terrible, dude. And because of that, they said like they could barely leave the house. They had so much social anxiety that they didn't know how to talk to people. Like they couldn't literally, if they tried to quit, they could only last 2 days because of how addicted they were. That's how bad it can get for some people.
Mm-hmm. So like start as soon as possible to get over it.
Yeah, that's why, dude, if you think about it, the sperm count from 1973 to now has gone down 60%. That's a new statistic.
Yeah, no, but people also mean that's because, like, processed foods and, like, how they're, like, poisoning us through that.
Bullshit. Yeah, also, it's like, how easy it is.
He's got to learn self-control. That's what it is.
It's very, like, dude, it's crazy shit, man. Like, for real. It's, what's it called? I think that's why like a lot of guys have ED like when they're older.
Maybe, yeah. I could have something to do with that though. I don't know. The research around it is interesting.
Well, I have heard about that. Like they get erectile dysfunction as they get older.
Yeah, like I don't know. Why do you think a lot of people like just like to keep this a meme? Like they're not like, you know, it's kind of funny to an extent, but like you know, still, like why do you think that it is that way?
Yeah, that's facts.
I didn't hear the question. Say that again.
Question, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah, Devin. He asked a question, bro. No, man said it's fat. Man's really responded with that's.
I thought it was a rhetorical question.
I thought it was rhetorical.
This is why you got to hop on NoFap, Devin.
No, I'm
your brain is cloudy.
His brain's mad cloudy, bro.
I thought you were asking a rhetorical question. That's why I said that.
Yeah.
Like an ending statement.
What the hell is going on?
Yo, Devin's just saying shit now, bro.
Dude, I don't know. We gotta say
confused.
Something.
But yeah, like I honestly like the little things in life, like you just like find more joy in them. Like, Drew, do you see that?
Yeah, honestly, I do, man.
All right, yo, Drew, what are the little things that you find joy in?
What I find joy in is just sitting in my bed, sitting on my phone, you know, working out, talking with my friends, talking with you guys, bro. Going to the gym. I mean, that's not little. Actually, I'm addicted to the gym at this point, but that's its own thing.
It's healthy.
I feel like, hey, that's a good addiction, though. Should I hop onto that?
Yeah.
Eric, you know what I mean, right?
What?
Would you say you're addicted to going to the gym or not?
I would say, I don't think so, man. Like, I just go.
No, I feel like I have to go every addiction. Day.
I go. I don't know. Like, I don't think it's an addiction. I think it's just like, you know, I just like to do it every. I don't know. Yeah.
I fuck with it. Yo, Devin, what do you find little things in your life that you enjoy?
Little things? I'd say just, like, you know, playing outside, just, like, walking around, talking to my friends, you know.
Playing
just
outside?
Just, like,
what do you play outside?
What do you play outside? Volleyball?
Huh? Football. Yeah, volleyball, basketball, cricket. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just it's fun, you know. That's the type of thing that, like, you learn to enjoy even more.
Would you say you learn to enjoy it more and you realize that you've been taking it for granted, like, before?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It just brings you more clarity in a sense, right? Like you just
because look at Devin in the past 5 minutes, mad foggy, bro.
Bro, no, it's not, dude. That's
I'm joking.
Out me.
If you think about it, like 99% of guys, bro, like they're afraid to talk to girls because of all their shit. It's actually very interesting. Like you notice that. Do you see that? Like a lot of like good looking girls, like not a lot of guys, like the average guy would not go up to them because like they're scared to talk to them.
So you think that can be like alleviated?
I think it's tied to NoFap, man, because the thing is that NoFap increases your confidence so much to a point where like you honestly just don't give a fuck anymore, you know? Like you're just at peace with yourself. Like you give a shit what happens. You can like, give a shit what people
think. Like if you can do this, then you can do anything else, basically.
Exactly. Like you can literally say like you got one life, and when you come to terms with the fact that you are going to die, like it's kind of like you're at peace in a sense because you're realizing that like if you procrastinate, if you care what other people think, it's gonna take away from your life. it's like a second. The more time you spend thinking about that stuff, like it gets to a point where, you know, you're like, yo, honestly, it's going to take away time from me trying to achieve my dreams, my goals in life, you know? Like, bro, like I was very surprised, Drew, when you said you were not on NoFap for a long time. You were one of the most confident guys I know. Like, it's very interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. I started recently, but like, that was like,
but you have like, then, what I like about you, dude, is that you have like a, you just don't give a fuck, man. Like, you have a very, you just don't care, man. Like, you're not, and that, like, that's like such a cool mentality to have.
Mm-hmm. Well, any last words, Eric? Because like, time's about to run out.
No,
so, are there any last things you want to say?
We're starting a new one.
Oh, we're starting a new one? Okay.
Yeah, we're shifting to a new one. But what do you think, Drew? What are your comments?
I don't know, man. Because, like, honestly, I feel like with the I don't give a fuck attitude, it honestly helps. Because, like, you know how, like, some little things people say to you, it really affects you negatively? And, like, you ponder on that thought, like, day in and day out. Like, when you start to, like, not give a fuck, it's, like, it's good for you. Like, I feel like mentally I'm in a better space than I was before.
Do you have, like, an example of, like, a little thing?
Okay, so like, let's say someone called you like fat, right? Because like, you remember, right? I used to be like hella fat, like a piece of shit. And like, I swear, every single day, every time I looked in the mirror, I would like say, bro, who the fuck is this group of man's built like a pear with like a man titties. Like, bruh, when I started like going to the gym and focusing on myself and like say, I don't give a fuck what other people are saying, I want to like prove them wrong. I feel like, and when they see the results and like the same people hate on me, compliment me, like honestly, that feels really good, you know what I mean? Like, you learn not to give a shit.
Honestly, bro. Honestly, you realize that the people who usually call you fat are very skinny.
Yeah, for real.
I never called Drew fat ever.
And I'm talking about you guys, bro. I'm talking like this was like years back. Like
Devin's a nicer skinny guy.
Yeah. Bro, I swear it's always the people built like cinnamon sticks, bro.
Yeah, I know. I got called a cheeseburger the other day, dude.
By who?
Some white